Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth. And today we have a bombshell. Today, Trusting the Truth is really bringing you a well overdue segment of truth, because the truth is starting to be revealed. The lies are starting to be exposed. Reality is coming to the forefront, and it's up to us as individual Americans to accept what truth is. I like to hearken back to the Bible. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." If you've been lied to, deceived all your life to believing something that isn't reality, then without the knowledge of the truth, it may be acceptable. But when you find out that you've been lied to, when you find out that you've been deceived, when your whole being was believing something that was fabrication, how do you respond? Does your pride keep you locked in the mold that you were in? Or will you accept the fact that the people that you trusted were dishonest, evil, or whatever, and they deceived you for whatever their intentions were, to lead you down a path that wasn't the right path? Are you man or woman enough to admit it and to accept it and to reevaluate your life? Reevaluate how you operate in the United States. Reevaluate how you treat people, or reevaluate how you perceive you've been treated. Tulsi Gabbard just released a document stating that the 2016 election of President Donald Trump wasn't disrupted by the Russians. It wasn't a situation where he was in bed with them at all. In fact, he won the election, but forces within the United States tried to take away his presidency, a coup. And it was led by no other than Barack Obama. I want to share the document that she released yesterday. Let's look at it. Let's read it together. This is from New Evidence of Obama Administration Conspiracy to Subvert President Trump's 2016 victory and presidency. I want you to know that I'm not trying to run anything over anyone. That's why I want you to see the exact documentation, and you can look it up for yourself, and you can do what I've encouraged people to do for years. Do your own research instead of just listening to the lying media. July 18, 2025. New evidence. Obama administration conspiracy to subvert President Trump's 2016 victory and presidency. Washington, D.C. on Friday, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard revealed overwhelming evidence that demonstrates how, after President Trump won the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, President Obama and his National Security Cabinet members manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for what was essentially a years-long coup against President Trump. It's amazing, people. In our republic, from the highest levels of the executive branch of our government, they tried to destroy an incoming president. In the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community, IC, consistently, listen to this, assessed that Russia is probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. On December 7, 2016, after the election, talking points. You remember, I see these talking points. Have you ever paid attention or are you listening to anything other than the mainstream media? You can get a clip of people using the very same talking points all over the place. It's like word for word. But most folks, unfortunately, only listen to the MSNBC, the CNNs, or the CBS, or whatever. And they don't hear the various people saying the same thing. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. Blah, blah, blah. On December 7, 2016, after the election, talking points were prepared for Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, stating foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome. Those talking points were prepared for him to state that, hey, the election was legitimate. On December 9, 2016, President Obama's White House gathered top National Security Council principals for a meeting that included James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, John Kerry, Loretta Lynch, Andrew McCabe, and others to discuss Russia. After the meeting, Clapper's executive assistant sent an email to the intelligence community leaders tasking them with creating a new intelligence community assessment per the president's request that details the tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election. They already know that wasn't the case, but Obama wants them to change it. Let's see here. It went on to say, ODNI will lead this effort with participation from the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. So they were using the whole intelligence community to rig a lie. Remember, what was that, Schumer? That said that if you make the intelligence community mad, something to the effect that they can get you 6 ways of Sunday? Must be Sunday afternoon when they did this. Obama officials leaked false statements to media outlets. See, the lying media quit doing its job years ago, and they want to believe anything the Democrat Party says. It should be obvious by now to anyone that isn't so brainwashed and programmed that they can't tell that these people have been spreading lies after lies after lies. One in point, remember when they were clamoring about a new bill for Biden so he can protect the border. And everybody was talking about how the Republicans don't want to put this new bill through because they want to wait for Trump. Well, what happened when Trump came in and there was no new bill? The border got shut down. Let's see here. Okay, Obama officials, I said that part. On January 6, 2017, a new intelligence community assessment was released that directly contradicted the IC's assessment that were made throughout the previous 6 months. After months of investigations into this matter, the facts reveal this new assessment was based on information that was known by those involved to be manufactured. Throat's a little dry. Excuse me. I.e. the Steele dossier, or deemed as not credible. This was politicized intelligence that was used as the basis for countless smears seeking to delegitimize President Trump's victory. The years-long Mueller investigation, two congressional impeachments, high-level officials investigated, arrested, and thrown into jail, heightened U.S.-Russia tensions and more. You remember that? Then they go to Roger Stone's house at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, banging on his door with like a SWAT team. And I remember distinctly when I was living in California, I use this cough drop. Listening to this Russia stuff every day. Listening to Adam Schiff talk about how he's got all this information. You know, how he's going to lay it out. How Trump was in bed with prostitutes and golden showers and all kinds of weird stuff. How Comey said that even when he found out certain things about Clinton, saying that, well, no prosecutor would bring this case forward. Found out how the FBI, obviously this even helps, you know, bring it forward more, knew from day one that it was a lie. So they wasted 2 years of Trump's presidency persecuting him. And by the way, also, if you remember, Trump said that they bugged his office in the Trump Towers before he was even elected. And people laughed at it. The news media laughed at it. And $40-something million of taxpayer money for over 2 years while they were hammering this Russia lie, Trump's illegitimate, all this stuff on the American people. Whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, you should be angry that they made a fool out of you. And people, you know, if you want legitimacy in your country and your government, you need to stand up for legitimacy, regardless of what party or whatever. But these people all knew it was a lie. And every day I would listen to the news media talking about Russia, this, that, and the other. Finally, when they had the hearing and they said, well, there is no legitimacy to the Russia thing. Trump wasn't involved in it. The news media never apologized. The news media just went on to what, Stormy or the two impeachments? That nonsense. Like I said before, folks, it's like it's a chess game. Their obvious goal was to delegitimize Trump and get rid of him by all means necessary while they kept you focused on him being evil. And I'm going to keep saying what I've been saying over and over and over again. They made Trump such a monster, such an evil, demonic person. But they had him on TV for 11 years on a top-rated show. And prior to that, he was celebrated throughout the country, admired, someone that people espouse to be. Black people espouse to be Trump. They didn't dislike Trump. Trump dated even a black woman, from what I understand. Helped Jesse Jackson in his election attempt. You know, got awards with Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks, and had NAACP awards and awards from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, all this stuff. But it's like somebody turned off a switch in the mind of the masses where none of that matters. And I keep saying, if this guy was such an evil person, how did all that happen? And if he was such an evil person and the news media was legitimate, they should have told us a long time ago. Therefore, either they were lying to us way back then, or they've been lying to us ever since he went down those golden escalators. Let's see. I try not to lose my spot. Okay. Let me continue. The issue I am raising is not a partisan issue. It is one that concerns every American. The information we are releasing today clearly shows there was a treasonous conspiracy. You know, treason is an executable offense. A treasonous conspiracy in 2016 committed by officials at the highest level of our government. Their goal was to subvert the will of the American people and enact what was essentially a years-long coup with the objective of trying to usurp the president from fulfilling the mandate bestowed upon him by the American people, said DNI Tulsi Gabbard. Get this cough drop out. Trump wasn't supposed to win. And when he won, he disrupted the swamp's efforts. And I believe then, and I believe even more today, that he won in 2020. And that election was flat out stolen. I'm not going to get too deep into that right now, but it seems to be even more evident to me. And then this one, they tried to corrupt. They tried to put a man back in office that any normal human being could see that really should have been retired years ago, that couldn't function. And like I said, the lying media, the people who are supposed to be the watchdogs. I mean, if this was a game, like basketball or football or baseball, they would be the umpires, the referee. They would be the person that's watching to make sure that the balls and strikes are called right, that any penalties are assessed and not giving the other team a break to help them win. That is their job. That is the way our constitutional republic was set up, that we would have a free press. And the idea of a free press is that they wouldn't be influenceable in matters for one side or the other. But unfortunately, our press is paid off. I think the majority of the press is owned by liberal ownership. And now our so-called reporters are nothing more than propagandists, people who who are paid to make you believe what they want you to believe, instead of giving you the information and hoping that you will discern it, evaluate it, and as a democratic republic, try to make an assessment and then vote accordingly. Now they've changed themselves to the point where they're no more than propagandists, want to dictate how you think instead of give you the information and let you use your own personal reasoning. So they dictate how you think, and then they denigrate you if you don't think accordingly. Where was I? Okay. Their egregious abuse of power and blatant rejection of our Constitution threatens the very foundation and integrity of our democratic republic. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy must be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law to ensure nothing like this ever happens again. I loved how the Democrats used to talk about when Biden was in office, no one is above the law. I want them to keep that in mind. And unfortunately, when you have corruption in the law, in government, in judges and the judiciary, it makes it hard for people to trust it. But if we want to keep our republic, we need to ensure that everyone is treated equally, not equity, equally. Everyone is treated equally before the legal bench, as it were. I don't care how powerful. I mean, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and left the ambassador, whoever it was, in Benghazi, and four people died, and no one was held accountable. You know, Obama wasn't held accountable. She wasn't held accountable. And then when she had this server in her home with over 30,000 classified emails, nothing. But yeah, they broke into Trump's house under his room, whose information was under lock and key. And as president, he had the authority to declassify it. They took all that stuff and they prosecuted him. We need even-handedness. We need a government, a judiciary that is truly blind. If we want to restore this country to a point where people have faith and trust in it, then we need to be fair, honest, and without favoritism. If it means Obama goes to jail, Clapper, even Pompeo, when he was director of the CIA in Trump's first administration and should have known this stuff, any of these people needs to be held accountable. Okay, let us see. Where did I go? The American people's faith and trust in our democratic republic, and therefore the future of our nation, depends on it. As such, I am providing all documents to the Department of Justice to deliver the accountability that President Trump, his family, and the American people deserve. This file and a memo on today's release are available on dni.gov. DNI Gabbert will post updates on X at DNI Gabbert and Truth Social at DNI Tulsi Gabbert. So, folks, those are the links. Take a look at it, write it down, do the research yourself. I don't look for people to just trust what I say. I don't just trust what anybody else says. When I did an investigation on MLK and found out that he wasn't a Christian, and I knew I was going to catch hell behind telling people that, I made sure I looked at what MLK said in his own words. When I look at the stuff that Obama did or didn't do, I made sure I knew what I'm talking about. So when I get up here and I put stuff out, I want to be accurate. I kept this up here because I want you to have plenty of time to look at it. Look, we are citizens of the United States of America, the greatest nation on this earth, not just great because of our vast wealth, but of our freedoms. And we will only remain great if we remain free. And you cannot be free if you're being lied to and deceived and you're being given a projection. I remember many years ago, I took my family to Universal Studios and I saw the Bates home, the hotel, and different things. And when you look at it up front, it looks like a regular house. But then you get a side view and you see it's nothing but a facade, an illusion. Just like it showed the area where Moses separated the waters when they did the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. And it was nothing. Or Jaws. What I'm saying is, unfortunately, in many instances in our government, they have used smoke and mirrors to deceive the American people, to get them to believe what they want them to believe. They, ever since Trump decided to run for office, he was painted as a monster. You know, the Republican Party, by and large, all my life, has been painted as monsters. You know, I grew up, like most black folks, in a Democrat home, thinking that I'm supposed to be a Democrat. My whole life is supposed to be a Democrat. I'm supposed to vote the straight Democrat line. Even if you think about that logically, if you vote the straight Democrat line faithfully all the time, well, then that would require no thinking. That would require no analyzing of bills or party members. That would require no accountability to the people that you're entrusting your vote to. So in essence, that's stupid. You don't vote the straight Republican line. You don't vote the straight nothing without analyzing and evaluating and determining if it's going to suit you and be better for you, your community, and your country. So when I woke up way before things got woke, and I decided to do my own investigation, way before there was the internet, I had to go to the library because I was trying to figure things out. I wanted to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, but my party, the Democrat Party, was advocating things that was against God. And then when I found out their history, that they were actually the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, the party of segregation, the party of communism in many respects. Very subtle then, but extreme now, where we want to elect communists, Marxists, or socialists in New York City and in Minneapolis. When I found out that these people were not who these people were claiming to be, then I saw it was a facade. I saw that it was a joke. And then when Obama came on the scene, I was far removed from the Democrat Party, but I saw the illusion. I saw the allure. I saw how many black folks saw this charismatic young black man who spoke so eloquently. And by the way, I believe when he was speaking eloquently, it was because he was reading the speeches that this Marxist guy that was writing that lived in Chicago that wrote very well. I can't think of his name right now. And when Obama started talking off the cuff, you can see that he wasn't as eloquent as he was when he was talking to speeches. But nevertheless, he came across great. And I had a friend in particular whose mindset was so focused on wanting to see someone in the presidency whose pigmentation was like his. But my mindset is different, and it was different then. My mindset is, okay, how is this person going to affect my life? Is this person going to be an asset or a detriment? The idea that I would vote for him because he's black or half black, if you want to be more accurate, it was nonsensical to me. I mean, how many black folks, and I'll ask you black Democrats that dare to listen to me, if somebody come knocking on your door at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, golly, can I come in? And they're a black person, you're going to open your door and let them in. You don't know them. Tell me. I don't know a single one that would. So the mere idea that I'm going to vote for somebody because of the pigmentation covering the exterior of their body means nothing to me. I want to know what's inside their head. I want to know what's inside their heart. I want to know if they love this country and if they want to do what is best for this country. That's what I want. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. You know, it's foolishness to think otherwise. And I've said it many times before I even knew this information. Matter of fact, it may even change a little bit my assessment of Mr. Obama. Because I always said that the greatest thing that Obama will be remembered for is the destruction of marriage in the United States. Because he ushered in that ogre belt or felt decision by bringing in a bunch of pro-homosexual Supreme Court justices. And he destroyed or told Holder not to defend DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. That was his legacy. Now, this may usurp his legacy in the minds of many Americans because it's up front and it shows a direct assault against the nation. So in one respect, this may shine lighter. But in the overall scheme of things, the destruction of marriage is an affront against God, the very first institution he created. And I believe that God made this nation great because for many years, this nation honored him. And if a nation refuses to honor God, that nation is on a path to destruction. And I've seen that the presidency of Barack Obama was the path of destruction. You know, Barack Obama presented himself as a uniter, but he was a divider. You know, he come in with hope and change, and there was many people left without hope and less change in their pocket when he left. Barack Obama got up there in front of a Planned Parenthood podium and said that as long as he's president, Planned Parenthood would have a friend in the White House, something to that degree. And then he went for the full blasphemy when he said, Planned Parenthood, God bless you. So to me, black people that claim to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, that really, truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, would be totally ashamed that they voted for a man like that and would separate themselves from him in every way they could, because this man was nothing less and appears still to be nothing less than demonic. He just went on his wife's podcast talking about men should have a gay friend. Remember, this is the same man that put a transgender bathroom in the White House. The same man that put through memos that got boys in girls' restrooms because that's what they identify with. And we're still fighting that battle of this so-called gender nonsense. Barack Hussein Obama. The man that buffaloed a lot of black folks to support him because he portrayed himself as a black person. Got it? Well, was in front of the NAACP and talking about take off your, I believe it was NAACP, take off your house shoes and put on your marching shoes or some kind of nonsense. I'll be marching with you. I think that's what it was. This guy has done more for the destruction of black family. Well, not more, but he just sort of helped LBJ's cause. LBJ's Great Society and Obama's No Hope and Less Change. No, Obama's evil. And apparently we're getting ready, we're finding out that he's even more evil than we ever thought. More sinister. You know, and these people have a facade of legitimacy, a facade of being stewards of our country. The Democrat Party has proven without a doubt that what is best for the American people is not in their agenda. We, anyone with any sense, realizes that Joe Biden was not up to being president. I didn't think he was up to being president before they elected him. If anybody paid attention, I could not find the clips, but I remember clips where he was talking about an 8-year-old should be able to decide what gender they are and have sex changes if they wanted one. An 8-year-old. 8-year-old can't even determine squat. And even Democrats wouldn't let 8-year-olds buy tobacco. But an 8-year-old should be able to change their sex. So Biden was really out of whack before he became president. And then he became president and they let millions upon millions of illegals in the country. How did that benefit the United States? How did that benefit America's poor? How did that benefit us as a nation? No one has ever been able to tell me how it benefited us. But Democrats, through their loyalty, it's amazing to me. It goes back to the days when black folks like me would vote the straight Democrat line. And apparently there's still black folks, white folks, whatever kind of folks that still vote the straight Democrat line. You vote for a country that brings in millions of people, and then we give them billions of dollars, putting them up in hotels and homes and stuff while we have Americans living on the street. And Americans are still living on the street. They let millions of people in the country. And now we have judges all around the country trying to block us from getting them out. Folks that did not require judges to come in are requiring judges to get out. Why? I'll tell you why. The Democrat Party has always been about power and control. That's why you got all these people that moved to Chicago. And it was Lori Lightfoot, and now it's this Johnson fellow. And they all spend millions of taxpayer dollars to take care of illegals, while hundreds of people are getting killed and the poor in Chicago and the average citizen in Chicago is suffering. They don't care. You got the woman in California, Bass, who went to Africa when this, she was in Africa when the city was burning. And now she's back fighting Trump tooth and nail to get him to stop kicking illegals out of the state, in the city. The governor of California. I believe California had, I know they had a surplus, you know, millions of dollars of surplus. I don't want to throw out figures because I don't have it in front of me. Well, now they got a big, gigantic deficit. Yet, the governor of California is fighting to keep the illegals in California. Whereas you got rid of these people, it would be better. They're talking about, well, these are our community. No. If you even went to Mexico as an American citizen and tried to stay there and work without the permission of the Mexican government, you're going to jail. They want these people here because the more people you have in a district, the more congressional representation you can get. The more people you have, the more power. The more representation, the more power. And Democrats want power more than anything. They want power more than money. Because if you have the power, money will always follow. That's why they don't want our kids in private schools or have vouchers so you can put your kids in whatever school you want them in. They want them in these crowded, dilapidated, non-working public schools, and they want to bring in all these illegals and throw them in the schools too. They want to give the teachers tenure that you can't fire them so they don't have to teach. So they're not held accountable because they don't really care if your kid is educated or not. Being at the same time, they make sure they put their kids in a private school so their kids are educated. And when their kids are older and they assume the reins of power, replacing them, their kids is going to watch over the dumb kids that never got the education because it's no different than our kids being the serfs and their kids being the noblemen. And by them keeping the power in Congress, and the Senate, and the executive office, if they can, they can control what's going on. And the status quo means keeping them in power, keeping us down. We learning to live with the facade and just shut up and go along with what's happening. That's it. Power, not for the betterment of the nation, power for their betterment. And it's always been that way. It hasn't changed. And it's going to always be that way as long as we allow them to do that. And as long as you got people that are too ignorant to know better, or people that are too stupid or prideful and don't want to know better or accept the reality of what's going on, that's exactly what's going to keep happening. And they're going to condemn anyone that comes against it. I remember when George Bush II, who wasn't necessarily a great president. Matter of fact, he wasn't a great president. But I remember when he tried to put through a bill that would allow survivors of the spouses of somebody that died off Social Security to keep a portion of that money. I think it was 10%, whatever. It was something. And all the Democrats voted against it, especially the Black Democrats. And when you think about it, the way it's set up right now, who is this? Jamal Bowman. I just did a thing recently on him. We saw my Black people are having heart attacks and I don't see, he's had cancer and diabetes and stuff because they're being called nigger. Which I think is nonsensical. And I said so in the video. But the interesting thing is this. Many Black people are dying at an earlier age than white people. For whatever various reasons. And poor health is one of them. Yet these same black people worked and put money in the Social Security coffers. And when they die, that money is gone. The spouse may get a death benefit. Last time, well, when I got one, it was like $225. Although all the money that the spouse that I had at the time would have made or received from Social Security at that moment in time was $1,800 a month. So if black people are dying earlier than other people, which is basically true, why would somebody like Bowman and all the Democrats vote against it if they so much they care about black people? Why wouldn't they vote for that, Maxine Waters and all them folks? Because they don't really care. It's all a lie. If they cared, they would advise people to live better, to eat better, to get away from certain lifestyles. But they would have went on and put that bill through. And that wouldn't have just helped black folks. That would have helped anybody whose spouse or loved one died. You know, their spouse died before them after working 20, 30, 40 years in the system and then getting nothing out of it. So these folks are a liar. They're a sham. They've always been a sham. I mean, just like Maxine Waters. Recently, she was complaining because somebody at a restaurant didn't like her and didn't like her policies. Yet, maybe it's old age. She forgot when Trump was in office the last time, she was standing up there in front of a crowd of people telling them, you see anybody in this administration to get in their face. It's a joke, people. The Democrat Party is a joke. And we need to stand up against that joke. We need to make these folks accountable. And the American citizen need to start paying attention and doing their own investigation about everything. Instead of letting these strange people destroy our lives. Just like this guy that wants to be mayor in New York City and bring in city-owned grocery stores. That stuff is not a new thing. That happened in the Soviet Union. You know, when Khrushchev came to the United States and Nixon took him around to stores, I believe, and he was surprised that they were full of food. Where Soviet stores, people were lining up just to get some crumbs. You're going to get the same kind of treatment if you go socialist in New York City and throughout this nation. But one thing about socialism, the Democrat Party, and even the RINOs, any of these people that advocate this kind of stuff, you can rest assured of one thing. They're making sure that they're not the ones that have to live it. I take you back to Obamacare when that thing first came out, when they tried to make that the law of the land. They exempted the legislative, judicial, and executive branch of the United States from the Obama plan. Obamacare. If it was so great for all of us, why wasn't it great for them too? I believe that there should be no laws made in this nation that are made that exempts anyone from them. That if it's good enough for the folks that write them for us, it should be good enough for the folks that write them for them too. Well, like I said, the truth will set you free. If you want to know the truth, if you look for the truth and you accept the reality of it. Obama did it. He was the head kingpin as of we know right now in the destruction of this republic and the tearing down of Trump with the help of all the intelligence communities and the lion dog demonic mass media. It's up to us as American citizens to put a stop to it. It's up to us as the American citizens to get the truth, to hold on to the truth, and to not have pride prevent us from living in the truth. We need to think about it for our children, for our grandchildren. We need to think about it for the sake of the future of this nation. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.